This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because, Stani, that's all you can say. At the end of the day, the athletic stuff is going to work itself out. But you just talked about Rick James to me. Fire and desire. And he's got both of them, right? And I don't want to make this about Jonathan Kuminga versus any other player, but you tell me what you think, Stani. If Pajimski had the physical gifts that Jonathan Kuminga had, I believe we'd be watching 24, 10, and 6 a night. So I'll just leave that there. Like, what you just said about Pods is everything, and maybe I'm robbing Kuminga of that, Stani, but there's no reason Pods is a better rebounder than Jonathan Kuminga. There's just not. Now, somebody could say, hey, Goo, they're shooting 63s a game, 70. Rebounding ain't what it used to be. It ain't about, you know, so I don't know if the ball's coming off the rim long, Stani, so it's different. But I know what I'm watching, and Pods gives you, say what you want about him, he gives you every day. And now he's went and worked on his footwork. Stani, are you watching him or the defender? It looks like, oh boy, he's stuck. And he ain't stuck because he ain't done.
Yeah. I feel like he...
What is it?
I feel like he's always ready to get called for a walk, but they don't call it.
It's not a walk.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors beat the Pelicans last night, 124-106. Look, nobody's saying this team's going to the finals. Nobody's even saying this team's a 50-win team yet. But, boy, I mean, what more did you want?
We're having fun. It's new.
What more of a start did you want from this kind of team? You know, I don't know. I don't know how many games they're going to win.
Could be 4-0.
Could be 4.
Like that Clipper game.
Yeah, Curry got hurt. Yeah. I mean, Curry gets hurt
the
second
half. But they were losing when he was hurt, too. Yeah.
Tricked it off.
You're not going to go undefeated in the NBA. They're going to be tough losses.
Would you think we get Wiggins tonight?
Maybe. Yeah. You know what? Doesn't matter.
See,
yeah, we'll see.
We don't know where Wiggins is.
No, his back is flared up.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, if you're out there,
3-1.
Are you more encouraged now than you were at the beginning of the season if you looked at this team and said, I don't see it, Bob? You tell me. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Austin. He's in San Jose.
Our guy.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Enjoying the conversation.
Listen,
a little bit of I want to throw a little bit of a wrench in all this this great talk. I know that everybody's excited, 3-1. I'm on the fence of being a little bit different, though. I don't think this model is sustainable. I don't see where – show me evidence where you run 12 guys out there every night and you win in the big games and certainly in the playoffs. So all the good teams have a five. This is the second year in a row where Kerr doesn't seem to have a five, consistent five. And I don't know whether that's something we should be praising him for or something we should be scratching our heads about. Hey, you know, why don't we have a consistent five yet? I mean, it's great to say that 12 guys are all good and competing, but that's not reality in the NBA, Stani. You know that.
Well, I know
the media is saying something positive. But
Austin, hold on. I would argue this. They do have a starting five when they're healthy. It's Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Like, I think that's the one they're going to use if everybody's healthy. And that's why, and that'll be interesting tonight. If Wiggins starts tonight, I'll bet you, well, actually, Kuminga won't start tonight. He won't because the Curry won't be on the floor. But if they got those four guys healthy, that's the one he's going to want to go with.
And then Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, let me just comment about him. First of all, I think that the Warriors drafted him. Okay, let's go back to who drafted him. They knew he was had to be developed. Here we are 4 years later, and now we got fans questioning, suggesting he doesn't work as hard as Pods. People suggesting that He doesn't come. He thinks he should be doing that he's not doing. I mean, come on, guys. This is part of the coaching challenge. This guy is talented. Why are we sitting here suggesting that anybody on the roster, any of the young guys, are close in terms of talent to this guy? I mean, I think it's a travesty that the Warriors haven't developed this guy. And listen, he's going to be an NBA player. He's going to be above average somewhere else. I don't think he's going to stay here. So I think let's just stop denigrating this kid and saying what he isn't. I think there's a lot more to say positive about JK than what I'm hearing today, guys. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't.
Wow,
I don't,
Austin feels like the team's let him down.
Yeah.
Man, Austin.
I mean, whether you like, I don't necessarily agree. I don't, like, I have not come down Kuminga's road. In fact, when we talk about development, I would say the kid averaged 16 a game last year at 21. Mm-hmm. Never played college. Didn't play organized basketball till later in his life. At 21 years old, he averaged 16 a game. Like, what do you mean he's not being developed? Like, yeah, he wasn't going to be Karl Malone in year four. Yeah. Like, I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is failing. I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is, like, not living up to something that we believed about a guy that we never saw 4 years ago. Like, he's where he's supposed to be. Maybe he won't be with the Warriors.
And that's
because they'll go in a different direction. But, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers again. Last, you know, 16 a game last year, that's not easy to do in the NBA for anybody. So, you know, it's up to Jonathan Kuminga to fit into this team, and they're playing a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Let's go to Zach. Zach's in New Hampshire. Hey, Zach, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you, Stanley?
Doing well, man.
Nice. So I'll get to it. These games are keeping me up at night, which is great because the East Coast is the worst for sports. But I'm excited. I can't help but think, though, I credit Dunleavy, right? We're shooting more threes. Celtics shot the most threes last year. We need to be doing that. But we're just so short. And Jason's hint from Victory Sports, whatever, mentioned that Steph is the only superstar without a plus two, like a bona fide plus two or plus one. And, I mean, JK is amazing. I would watch him wherever he went. But do we need to consider, like, putting him and others for Giannis on the table? Like, Dame and Giannis has not worked out. We could use height. I mean, what do you guys think? Let me know.
Yeah, I mean, look,
they've already tried. That's why I give them respect. Go ahead, Dunleavy. They tried to land a big fish, Donnie.
I mean, The thing with Kuminga is you can't ignore that he didn't get an extension. And you can't say, well, it's not a big deal. He'll just play for... No, it's a big deal. And he's got to handle that, and the team's got to figure out what to do with him. But, I mean, suppose he'd be playing the exact same way. And by the way, he was good in the second half last night. But what if he had gotten 175 over four? I just think the Warriors, while it may be a little bit uncomfortable for Kuminga, it's much better for the Warriors.
No doubt.
That they handled it the way they handled it, I think. Now, you can disagree with me and say, you know, maybe if you pay the guy, he can settle in and then he gets confidence and he knows he's going to be part of the future. But the other thing I always think of, too, with Kuminga is when we say, well, the Warriors, you know, they need to get Kuminga to... This is his fifth year, right?
And that's why I took offense to Austin's call, Steiny.
This is his fifth year.
Nobody's anti-JK. You just can't ignore the scoreboard. And now, just for me, the fact that they went in and tried to get marketing or Paul George, there's no doubt in my mind he would have been a part of that package had they been willing to play ball, those other teams. That's just me. So when Austin calls, who we love, and you say you feel like the Warriors had let him down, that's not consistent with the Austin from San Jose, I know, because now something's setting you off. And something's setting you off because everybody, and it seems rightfully so, are whispering sweet nothings about Pajimski, and he's working hard, and his IQ, and we're waiting for Jonathan Kuminga. I think Jonathan Kuminga has been given every opportunity to take off. And I'm not saying he can't. But, Stani, that jet, that 747 jet that I think he is on the court, is still on the ground.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't think the Warriors didn't want to pay him?
watch the game again.
And if we go over that rookie class with everybody that got paid, there's not one of those guys, I believe, Stoney, you would say I'll take Kuminga over those guys that got paid.
I mean, the other thing is that we got to recognize that
Barnes?
Everybody is in a different situation. I mean, what's the guy, Wagner in Orlando?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He gets to be drafted by Orlando and he gets to play. Jonathan Kuminga was drafted by a championship team and he didn't have a great basketball foundation. So it was tough for him to get out on the court in the first couple years. Last year, he played 26 minutes a night. Is that what he played? 26 minutes a night. Like, that's not nothing. Like, that's a pretty good minute total. And
they still don't know if you can play three or if they're comfortable. No, that's a big deal.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors, they're 3-1, ladies and gentlemen, after a win over the New Orleans Pelicans last night. Pelicans in town again tonight. It is a back-to-back, and that's a little bit unusual in the NBA, but the question now becomes, can they steal one tonight? This is Steve Kerr. What was the difference between the first half and the second half last night?
I just think, you know, playing without two starters and another guy in Melt, who's one of our first guys off the bench, it's an adjustment. So first quarter, we were just trying to get a feel and obviously struggled to make shots. But I just liked the fact that we kept poised and everybody who came off the bench played well and made a big impact. And, you know, that's all we talked about in the first quarter, that a couple timeouts. Just, it's a long game. We'll get there. But we took care of the ball, 8 turnovers for the whole game, which always is going to give us a chance to win. And then our defense kicked in, and obviously Lindy Waters came in and lit it up and changed the game.
All right, that was Steve Kerr after last night's win. Lindy Waters gives the Warriors a big, big boost, as did Buddy Hield. And it's funny, when we were talking about the Warriors and Steve Kerr saying, oh, we want to shoot threes. You know, I'm thinking Curry, of course. And I'm thinking, I guess they want Kuminga to shoot him, which they said they want Wiggins to shoot him. And I'm like, yes, are those guys really good enough to shoot a lot of threes? Well, let me tell you, I didn't put Buddy Hield and Lindy Waters into the equation. Because those guys can shoot it. And if they get open shots, they're going to make them. Now how long it'll last, where they play in this role, I don't know. 888-957-9570. What camp are you in, Warrior fans? Are you excited about this team and the way they've gone about their first four games? Or are you saying, guys, chill out, man? It's four games. They still haven't played a great team. It's not going to work. It's not going to work over the long haul. And not much to see here. I think if you watch this team the last 2 years and you watch the first four games, you've got to acknowledge that there does seem to be a different feel about this team. Whether they can keep it up, that remains to be seen.
17 steals last night, damn it.
But I think right now you have to give the benefit of the doubt to the Warriors that they at least know how they want to win games.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.